who had a better 2000 than Steven Soderbergh. Mr. Soderbergh's newest motion picture, Traffic, was released just a couple weeks ago, but many critics have already acclaimed it the best picture of 2000. He interweaves people and stories from Washington, D.C. to Columbus, Ohio to Tijuana, Mexico, to tell about the war on drugs and against, as one character says, our own citizens and families. The film is filled with stars. Michael Douglas as the drug czar, Miguel Ferrer and Benjamin Bratt as drug dealers, Don Cheadle as a suburban cop, Amy Irving as an angsting suburban mother, and Catherine Zeta-Jones as the wife of a suburban burger, played by Stephen Bauer, who's arrested for drug dealing. She confronts him through a prison glass.
We're going to get through this. I promise. I'll make it up to you.
Do you have any idea what's going on out here? Huh? Our credit cards are maxed. The people in the bank, you should see the way they look at me when I walk in there. I have a letter from the government telling me anything I sell from the house will be taken against an income tax lien. Our friends. Nobody will help us. Nobody will take us in. Nobody wants anything to do with us, Carl. So you just tell me how you're going to make it up to me.
Now, Mr. Soderbergh also directed Aaron Brockovich earlier last year. That's expected to contend for Oscars for Best Picture, Director, maybe even acting nominations for Julia Roberts and Albert Finney, who didn't work with Steven Soderbergh in the year 2000. Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
I thought you were going to say I didn't work with him last year, because I guess you're right. I didn't, but my time will come.
You must have reviewed something by him, didn't you, last year?
I must have, but let me check my notes here. No, I didn't.
Well, here's our chance. Listen, I liked Traffic. What did you think of it?
I think Traffic's a really interesting movie because what we really get out of it is how well Steven Soderbergh works with actors. You mentioned some of the actors in the movie. My favorite scene in the picture, and one of my favorite Soderbergh scenes in general, is a scene where the Mexican drug czar, played by Tomas Milian, an amazing Cuban actor, is talking with a young assassin, and they're basically talking about stereos. And it's a classic sort of actor's studio kind of scene in which what they're talking about has nothing to do with what's really going on. It's all about an exercise of power, and it's very subtle.
Well, I appreciated this about the film. It thrives on complication and ambivalence.
I have to ask, do you really think it's ambivalent? Because I kind of don't.
You think it's clearly a motion picture that says the drug war is senseless and futile?
100%. I know he said in interviews that the movie's non-judgmental, but it's not. I don't think that
I wouldn't say non-judgmental, and it certainly identifies with the cops. I'm just saying that I appreciated the fact that it brings the cops up short and the whole idea of the drug war up short on several occasions.
Yeah, which I think is really the point. But it's a movie that uses fairly subversive camera technique, and so this fractured splinter cuts of Jean-Luc Godard to make these big sort of mainstream points. Cuts within cuts, cuts within shots. In fact, the editing becomes very kind of nimble and musical in a way, which is what's fun about the picture.
I was impressed by the scenes and the way in which he treated Catherine Zeta-Jones, her character as the suburban housewife and mother. And I understand from reading some interviews with him that she was not pregnant when she signed for the picture, but that he decided to, in a sense, take advantage of her pregnancy to work an extra degree of vulnerability into the character.
Yeah, and when there's a big turn, that vulnerability becomes something else entirely. She's basically becomes a much tougher and much harder person by the end of the picture. But I think if you look at the tapestry of the film, it's just full of great performances. One performance that's kind of gone ignored is the performance by a young actor named Topher Grace, who plays a kind of a motor-mouthed, young, smart-aleck drug addict who sort of brings Michael Douglas as the drug czar, puts him in his place by explaining exactly what's going on, but he's just so obnoxious that even though he's saying the right thing at the right time, you can't stand hearing it from him.
Okay, right now, all over this great nation of ours, 100,000 white people from the suburbs are cruising around downtown, asking every black person they see, you got any drugs? You know where I can score some drugs? Think about the effect that has on the psyche of a black person, on their possibilities. God, I guarantee you bring 100,000 black people into your neighborhood, into fucking Indian Hill, and they're asking every white person they see, you got any drugs? You know where I can score some drugs? Within a day, everyone would be selling. Your friends, their kids, here's why. It's an unbeatable market force, man. It's a 300% markup value. You can go out on the street and make $500 in 2 hours, come back and do whatever you want to do with the rest of your day. And I'm sorry, you're telling me that you're telling me that white people will still be going to law school?
And again, this kid's on that 70s show. He plays a very sort of sane, desperate, but likable sort of young kid who's an audience stand-in. And what he does in Traffic is nothing like that. It's so different, in fact, that when I mention to people that's who it is, they're kind of shocked if they know the character or they know the actor at all. My God, that is him. And that's what happens a lot in Soderbergh. He knows how to use actors.
You know, by contrast, though, Aaron Brockovich, which premiered earlier last year, is kind of a more old-fashioned heroic story. Here, Julia Roberts confronts the attorney, played by Albert Finney.
Aaron, how's it going?
You never called me back. I left messages.
You did? Well, I didn't know that. Donald seems to think that
There's
said
two things that aggravate me, Mr. Masri. Being ignored and being lied to.
I never lied.
You told me things would be fine. They're not. I trusted you.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't need pity. I need a paycheck. And I've looked. But when you spend the past 6 years raising babies, it's real hard to convince someone to give you a job that pays worth a damn. Are you getting every word of this down, honey, or am I talking too fast for you?
Is there a Soderbergh style we can point to yet?
I think it's the way he gives actors a chance to sort of speak their piece and show their strengths. Because you look at these movies we're talking about. If you look at Traffic and Aaron Brockovich, and then you go back to Out of Sight, then you go back to The Limey, then you go to Kafka, then you go to King of the Hill, then you go to Sex, Lies, and Videotape, and you go to The Underneath. If you look at them sort of stylistically, they don't have a whole lot in common. Mm-hmm. What's happened is his confidence with actors. He doesn't seem to be afraid of them anymore and doesn't seem to be trying to make them find what he wants in the material. Instead, he builds the material around them. And in the case of Aaron Brockovich, it's a case of building a sterling silver serving tray to put Julia Roberts on.
Well, a lot of directors have tried that before, but this was particularly effective, wasn't it? Both a combination of her star quality and a role in which it was well served.
It's a movie star playing a movie star, doing a star turn. It's kind of like Julia Roberts is Julia Roberts in Aaron Brockovich. And that's very comforting. Soderbergh is in love with actors as figures, as these sort of, well, as movie stars, but then kind of bringing them down to earth in a little bit. When they come to earth, we still see they're different people from you and me. Well, from you anyway.
He is awfully prolific. Does he work that much, or are we just seeing a whole rash of films that are bunched in the same 18-month period?
I think certainly we're seeing a whole rash of films in the past couple of years, but before that he had kind of a fallow period. What he often does is like look at two or three movies before he decides to work, and he always goes back to Jean-Luc Godard. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a Godard dictum that probably really applies to what Soderbergh does. Godard says every cut is a political act, and I think that Soderbergh, strictly speaking, is a very much a political filmmaker. They're Marxist films. They really are films that are out to sort of take apart the status quo. Nobody wins when it comes to collecting money in these movies. And maybe that's what they really have in common, that he has a political perspective, a political philosophy that he brings to bear, in fact, that most filmmakers don't.
It's interesting you should point to his politics. I hadn't quite put my finger on that, but I do remember after seeing Traffic thinking that it was not a movie about the drug trade so much as it was a movie about what I guess I'll call extreme sports capitalism.
Capitalism in the purest sense.
Yeah.
But if we just look at these last four pictures, you know, let's just do that. Mm-hmm. Let's look at The Limey, Out of Sight, Aaron Brockovich, and Traffic. And they're all about capitalism, not gone awry, but it's this sort of wild beast that doesn't have a thought in its head, mm-hmm. and it's about the way you encounter that beast in the room. And that's what fascinates me about his work.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, who is also film reviewer for The New York Times.